I'm very happy to be here this evening with all of you. Although I spend quite a lot of time in India, but I haven't been able to come to Chennai that often. This is actually, after this temple was built, this is my second visit. The previous visit also was very short. That was about 3 years ago in Tirupati. We had our GBC meeting, and then we came from Tirupati and spent some time in Chennai. Anyway, today I'm here and I'm very happy to be here. The reason I came here this time, actually today I just came back from America. I was supposed to go to Bombay from America, but I decided to come to Chennai to see my very dear senior godbrother, His Holiness Jayaprakasa Swami Maharaj. All these days I was very much concerned about Maharaj's health condition, and although I was in America, but I was regularly in touch with Mahavaraha Prabhu and Shyam Madhusudan Prabhu, who were serving Maharaj so closely. So now that I would come back to India, I decided to come straight here. Actually, the whole of ISKCON was very concerned about Maharaj's health condition, and especially the surgery that Maharaj had recently. Mainly because not only Maharaj is a very senior leader of our movement, but His Holiness Jayaprakasa Maharaj is a very special leader of our movement. He is one of the first few disciples of Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada had a lot of confidence in him. Prabhupada actually gave him the most important responsibility in ISKCON, to develop Mayapur. Mayapur is the center of ISKCON movement, because the ISKCON movement is centered around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Mayapur is the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Mayapur. Just as Krishna appeared in Mathura and performed his pastimes in Vrindavan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Mayapur and his major part of his pastimes were enacted in Mayapur, Navadvip. So, in that way, Mayapur is not only the center of ISKCON, but Mayapur is actually the center of the universe. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Jaiva Dharma, in his book called Jaiva Dharma, he mentioned that in this universe, Earth is the most important planet. In Earth planet, the land of Bharatvarsha is the most important. Because Bharatvarsha is the Dharma Kshetra. When the Lord appears in this planet, He appears in Bharatvarsha. And in Bharatvarsha, Gaudamandala Bhumi is most important. And in Gaudamandala Bhumi, the center of Gaudamandala Bhumi is Navadvip. The center of Navadvip is Antardvip. And center of Antardvip is Mayapur, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. So that's why Mayapur project is very important. And Srila Prabhupada gave that assignment to develop Mayapur to His Holiness Jayaprataka Maharaj. And Jayaprataka Maharaj also accepted that as his life's engagement, life's mission. Those early days, there was nothing in Mayapur, just some village. And in that village, after a lot of struggle, we acquired some land. And there, a small cottage was built, a hutment. And that was our center, small little hut. And there was a deity of Gornithai. And Prabhupada also stayed in that hut. So from that beginning, Jayaprataka Maharaj had been involved in Mayapur. And today, how many of you have gone to Mayapur? And how does Mayapur look like? It's the beginning of a city. So all the development took place under Jayaprataka Maharaj's leadership and guidance. And in this way, Srila Prabhupada gave him one of the most important responsibilities. Or I won't say one of the most, I'll say the most important responsibility. And then after Srila Prabhupada, before Srila Prabhupada left this planet, the consideration was how this movement will be guided spiritually. For management structure, Srila Prabhupada gave the GBC body. But the consideration was the spiritual leadership. And Prabhupada named a few. Jayaprataka Maharaj was one of them. And when we look back at the history of ISKCON, then we can see most of those who were given that responsibility could not really maintain that responsibility, because along that responsibility came a lot of name and fame, adoration and worship. And it is not easy to maintain that. And many of them deviated. But when you look at the history of that, you can see that Jayaprataka Maharaj was one of the very few who continued without any deviation. He was completely on the track, maintaining that responsibility. And we can see how he is continuing with this responsibility in spite of his difficult physical condition. One way to look at it is, you see, this is the age of Kali. You come and sit down. You can sit down. Okay. So, this is the age of Kali. Do you know what is Kali's business? What is Kali's business? What does Kali want to do? Kali's business is to establish adharma. Adharma. That is Kali's business. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to establish dharma. That why does Krishna come to this planet? Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Abhutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam shri jamma. Now you can see them. So Krishna comes to establish dharma. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to establish dharma. And Kali's business is to establish adharma. And this is his age. You can rest assured that adharma will be established in this age. Because this is Kali's time. So, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to counteract Kali's influence. So Kali had been trying to attack ISKCON, recognizing that this is his worst enemy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is spreading all over the world through which endeavor? Through the endeavor of ISKCON. ISKCON is actually establishing Mahaprabhu's mission. ISKCON is actually establishing dharma, the Yuga Dharma of this age all over the world. So tell me, who is the worst enemy that Kali has? ISKCON. And when one has an enemy, what does he want to do? He tries to defeat his enemy, destroy his enemy. So that is how Kali is attacking ISKCON in so many ways. And in a way we can see that Kali is trying to attack Jayaprataka Maharaj, because Jayaprataka Maharaj is trying to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And all these difficulties that Jayaprataka Maharaj is going through, in a way they are Kali's attack. But as a valiant warrior, Jayaprataka Maharaj is undefeatable. No matter how big the attack is, he is not going to give up. As if his challenge is, Kali, okay, give it a try, see what you can do. I am fighting for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can never defeat me. So, in this way, through all these difficulties, ultimately what is happening? Jayaprataka Maharaj's glory is being established. What he had gone through recently is unthinkable. Like, even if somebody has, you see, when there is this liver transplant or kidney transplant, it is, say, the liver transplant, part of the liver is cut off and the new liver is put in. But in case of Jayaprataka Maharaj, the entire liver was taken off and a new liver was put in. Entire kidney was taken off and a new kidney was placed. Even with a fully healthy condition, one cannot withstand such an operation. But Jayaprataka Maharaj has so easily went through these two operations, and both of them have been so successful. How many of you are aware of Jayaprataka Maharaj's condition now? Or what he had recently gone through? Yeah, I'm sure all of you are aware. And now I know you are not only aware of it, you are also praying to Krishna for his successful operation and healthy revival of his health. So that's why it is very important for all of us that Maharaj regains his health and continues. That is the spirit of a devotee. Srila Prabhupada, when he was quite sick in Vrindavan, Prabhupada didn't want to stay in Vrindavan. He wanted to go out. Although his condition was not so healthy. And at that time, when devotees tried to persuade Prabhupada to stay back, Prabhupada's response to that was, a soldier doesn't want to die in bed. The warrior doesn't want to die in bed. Warrior wants to give up his body in a battlefield. Kshatriya's glory is in giving up his body in the battlefield. Prabhupada considered himself as a warrior and he didn't want to give up his body on a bed. So he went out, wanted to go out and preach. So we can see the same spirit in Jayapataka Maharaj. Although his health condition is not so good, but he didn't want to stop, he wanted to continue. After Maharaj had the stroke in Bombay, he was in the hospital, first in Hinduja Hospital and then Bhaktivedanta Hospital. At that time, there was a festival in Pune. Radhanath Maharaj used to organize a festival every year in Pune. And many of us used to go there for the festival. So Jayapataka Maharaj was in the hospital in a very critical condition, like he was totally bedridden. And when Maharaj got to know about the festival in Pune, Maharaj wanted to go. Most of the doctors said, no, it's not possible. In this condition, you can't travel. But Maharaj insisted. Then Madhavananda Prabhu is the head of the medical department. And some other doctors, they had consulted among themselves and they decided that since he wants to go, let him go. Let him do what he wanted to do. And that was actually the beginning. Maharaj came to Pune. In that condition, it was kind of, even the doctors felt that it would be very, very difficult for him to travel through road driving for 4 hours. Maharaj not only went through that drive, but he went and gave a class and led a kirtan. And actually from that time onwards, Maharaj refused to stay on bed. He went back to Mayapur and started to travel all over the world. So these are the symptoms of a pure devotee. Who is a pure devotee? Pure devotee is one who is situated in his pure spiritual identity. Our normal condition is impure. What is the impurity? The impurity is that we consider our body to be ourself. That is the impurity. Caused by false ego. False ego means to identify oneself with the body. So that is the impurity. But what is our actual situation? What is our actual condition? We all are spirit souls. We are not this body. We are spirit souls. So when we become aware of our spiritual identity in this way, that is the pure state of our existence or state of pure purity. And we are seeing that, like, Jayapataka Maharaj is totally unaffected by his physical condition. And that's a clear indication that he is not identifying himself with his body anymore. He is beautiful, pure spirit soul. And he is functioning not on the bodily platform. He is functioning in the spiritual platform. And therefore we notice that his consciousness, his intelligence, his memory is so sharp and so clear. Today only we were discussing that Jayapataka Maharaj was telling some devotee about the instructions that he received in his few months back when he was talking. He was talking about all the instructions that he received from Srila Prabhupada. He received those instructions about 45, 50 years ago. But he clearly remembers all those instructions. If one is in a bodily, physical condition, body consciousness, what happens? His mind doesn't function, his intelligence doesn't function. But in Maharaj's case, we are seeing that his intelligence is so clear. His memory is so clear. His intelligence is so sharp. So in this way, we are seeing a very vivid example in front of our eyes through the activities of Srila Jayapataka Maharaj. He had been through so much difficulties. I remember in 89, he had some difficulty in Spain. And he had many other difficulties. Those were quite a fatal difficulty. And recently, about 10 years back, Maharaj had this difficulty. Stroke. And for an ordinary person, that would have been the end of him. The doctors and the owner of the hospital, Hinduja, Ashok Hinduja, came that evening. Maharaj had the stroke in the morning, and they came in the evening to tell us that we should prepare for that Maharaj would leave his body that night. So the head of the hospital, the head of the neurology department came, head of the neurosurgeon, to inform us, the very expert doctors. So their thing was that what today we can see. Although they came to tell us that we should prepare that he would leave his body, not only he didn't leave his body. Then when they didn't leave his body, they said that, well, if he survives, he will become bedridden the rest of his life. That also have proven true, false, wrong. Not only he was not bedridden, he traveled around the world preaching. And so effectively, with such profound clarity, of consciousness. So, therefore, I will request, let us all pray that Maharaj becomes strong and healthy again, and he continues to preach the way he always did. And also I will say that you all are very fortunate to have such a wonderful spiritual leader to guide you all in your spiritual life. Thank you all very much. So let's have a kirtan as a prayer to Krishna for the total welfare of His Holiness Jayaprataka Maharaj.
So during this song, we are praying to Krishna
for Jayaprataka Maharaj's physical welfare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Nitai Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Pataka Swami Jaya Guru Maharaj Jaya Pataka Swami Jaya Guru Maharaj Jaya Jaya Pataka Swami Jaya Guru Maharaj Jaya Pataka Swami Jaya Guru Maharaj Gaur Premanande Hari Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj Ki Jai Samabeta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai